Yeah,
that's
like
it.
Devil May Cry last week there was like $13.99 or something.
I was wondering what's someone like, you know, DayZ is the development team for DayZ. When you first got it, it was just a mod that you downloaded off the website.
Yeah.
And it was entirely them, basically. But now that they're releasing a standalone, they're going through Steam. Could they not have just kind of kept it the same way again, as in download it directly off the website?
Well, I mean, no, if that was you, you'd realize, holy crap, this is really popular. I'm going to update it a bit and then I'm going to sell it because I can get rich off this.
Should probably
how much of their royalties do they, goes to Steam? Like, I mean,
well, you should probably explain what DayZ is because it's unconventional.
Open world zombie.
It's a mod.
Anyone who doesn't know, DayZ is basically a mod of the game, and we all know this of a game called Arma 2, a realistic army simulator. And someone from the development team released a mod where basically instead of being an open world army game, it was an open world zombie game, and you run from the zombies, and it was incredibly successful, arguably one of the most successful mods ever.
No, Counter-Strike.
They did so little simulator, to an army simulator. They did so little, all they did was add zombies, and it just became addictive. I mean, as a group for what, 5 months, 6 months?
Something like that.
My ass started hurting for a very long time after that.
It got incredibly successful, and the development team behind Arma got behind the guys who were making it and said, look, we'll give you a bit of help, like, and kind of if this is your thing, they're making enough money off it, the Arma team, purely off the mod, so they're not going to turn around and say, you can't do this.
The older game, Arma 2, more than they did when it first came out to play the zombie
game.
But
is the new one based off the... Is it the Arma 3 engine?
The new one is a completely new build. They planned December 2012, they planned to release it.
Mm.
But they were having so much success developing it that they decided to build a new engine from the ground up.
Yeah, so that's fine. They can take as long as they want. The game is so good in the mod stage. Yeah. The only thing is, I think they could make it a bit too busy. They're talking about, you know, cholera, dysentery, diarrhea, everything.
But if you make it too realistic, it then becomes
annoying
because you have to kind of.
It's something we can definitely go into another time. But I kind of want to leave DayZ there at that one. But as far as pre-owned go, like.